With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Less than 6 months to go until the election date, and a former congressman's weighing in on likely GOP vice presidential candidates.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says there's a long list of potential contenders, but
if there's a candidate casino and I have to put money, I'm putting money on Tim Scott.
As for those who say, as one of the most congenial politicians in Washington, Scott is no fit for the knockdown, drag-out world of presidential politics.
Trump is not the nicest man in America. A lot of people think Trump is one of the least nice people in America, and putting the nicest man in America on with him softens it.
Former Congressman John Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reported.
The chief prosecutor of the world's top war crimes court seeking arrest warrants for Israel and Hamas leaders, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza and in Israel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin committing to keep U.S. weapons moving to Ukraine as Kyiv faces one of its toughest moments against the renewed assault by Russia. Also at SRNNews.com, the chairman of the FDIC is stepping down after months of accusations about a toxic work environment.
Earlier this month, a highly critical report was released about the FDIC and Chairman Martin Grunberg's inability to change the culture. An audit by a law firm finds there were more than 500 complaints, including sexual harassment, stalking, homophobia, and other workplace violations. Republicans have been calling for Grunberg to step down for some time. And now the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Sherrod Brown, says a fundamental change must be made in the department. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge to a Maryland law banning assault weapons. This is SRN News. A Salvation Army official is calling out the city of San Francisco.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A measure to repeal a now defunct Nebraska law that would use public money to fund religious school tuition has been pulled from the November ballot. Nebraska Secretary of State says the issue is moot after another law passed this year repealed the tuition statute. The repealed law would have allowed businesses and individuals to donate part of their state income tax to private school tuition scholarships. This is SRN News. A surprise gift on graduation day for UMass graduates, but it comes with a bit of a caveat.
Billionaire philanthropist Rob Hale surprised the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth graduating class of more than 1,000 students by pointing to a nearby truck holding envelopes stuffed with cash. Hale told the students each would get $1,000, but there was a condition. They were to keep $500 and give the rest away. He said the greatest joy he and his wife Karen had experienced in their lives had come from the act of giving. It's the fourth year in a row that he has given a similar gift to a group of graduating students. Last year, it was to students at UMass Boston, and before that, it was to students at Roxbury Community College and Quincy College. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And you can always check out more details by simply logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.